Good morning, everyone. Talk Radio 930 WTAD, The Mary Griffith Show, fueled by Harvest Ridge Coffee. And I never emptied my cup this morning. I just kept adding more and more and more. So I've had about 48 cups of coffee. And still my cup's only half full. So I'm definitely fueled by Harvest Ridge today. By the way, come out and see Quaid today at Neiman's and check out the greatest thing from Pepsi, sugar-free, zero-sugar mug diet root beer. But Laura Sievert is here. We're going to talk about a program for the Historical Society of Quincy and Adams County coming up this Sunday afternoon at 2. They've moved it to the Quincy Senior Center because so many people have been coming to their get-togethers that they just needed a bigger place. And this is Notable Women of Illinois. Tom Emery is coming to town. He's going to be talking about his book, and he's quite well known as a lecturer. And what can you tell us about this, Laura Sievert, from Arts Quincy?
I guess that his next one's going to have us in it, right? His next book of Notable
his
Women from Illinois.
Book, yeah, all we just missed the
just
cutoff.
Just missed the cutoff for this. It should be a lot of fun. You know, like you said, the Historical Society has had such good attendance at these lately that they've really expanded their footprint at the Senior Center so that there's plenty of seating for everybody and they can get in there. But as you said, this book by Emery, he's lectured across the region on this research. And does really informative presentations. He's got a lot of audience participation. This book has 22 Illinois women, including reformer Jane Addams, Illinois poet laureate Gwendolyn Brooks. And I actually read Gwendolyn Brooks, and I didn't realize she was from Illinois, so that's kind of neat. She's the first black recipient of the Pulitzer Prize, a Civil War nurse and
mother. Bickerdyke.
I was just looking at that.
Bickerdyke is the Civil War nurse. Everybody called her Mother.
Mother.
And so these are women from the past. These are not contemporary women, although I'm sure he's working on a book of contemporary notable women in Illinois. So if you really want to learn a little bit about women's history during Women's History Month, Sunday, April 14th at 2, the place to be is the Senior Center. It's absolutely free of charge, and it's going to be great. And then mark your calendar for May 5th next month, Father Joe Zimmerman. We'll talk about his new book about the German Franciscan friars who made their way to the United States and certainly changed the face of Quincy, Illinois, and many other towns in our area.
Indeed.
Time for a blood drive.
Time for a blood drive. We have really stepped these up because the Yum Factory comes with it. I mean, I don't even know what she's making this time, but she always makes great treats, and that's why we're one of the top 1% of blood donor teams in the entire country. So come on out. April 16th from 11 to 4. Appointments are available now. Look for the one at the Oakley Lindsay Center on April 16th. And enjoy some treats from the Yum Factory, some swag from Arts Quincy, and just have a good time doing that, making a difference in people's lives. This will be a pretty big blood drive for me, because if I am successful at donating, it will be my third gallon. So I'm pretty excited to hit a milestone. And if you hit your milestone at Arts Quincy's events, we also have prizes. This year we're doing umbrellas.
Oh, good. So whether you've given 3 gallons or you've never given a pint, it's time to spring into action. Tuesday, April 16th from 11 to 4 at the Oakley Lindsay Center. You can go to the redcrossblood.org to sign up or just drop in. The Genealogical Society, the Great River Genealogical Society, organized in 1974, and they're getting ready to maybe have what may be their farewell meeting.
Yeah,
their group is older, and they need some rejuvenation. So come to the meeting, and maybe you can rejuvenate the group.
That's right. They're working on some plans for the future and what this can look like. But this is a regular research meeting. If you've ever been interested in your family history, especially the German family history, they really have. They know their sources and can find almost anything. It's really quite amazing. But there are volunteers on Tuesdays from 10 to noon at the library, and they will in the Illinois room, and they will help you out to learn a little bit about your family.
Okay. They are there, like you said, every Tuesday from 10 to noon. A lot of people have trouble, and there's a special room just for genealogy at the Quincy Public Library. So if you've got questions and you're stumped, they can often get you unstumped on your genealogical research. Finally, today's the deadline.
Today's the deadline for our, we have been getting the cutest entries. But we thought we'd mention for our Dogwood contest, if you still have a little prince or princess, you have till the end of the night to get a little short video in to enter our Dogwood Prince and Princess and Little King and Queen contests. Totally free to enter. Everybody who enters gets an Arts Quincy membership for a year. So we appreciate your entries, and we will be crowning some royalty here in not very long to ride in the parade.
Okay, we're looking forward to that. ArtsQuincy.org, ArtsQuincy.org for more information. As always, thank you, Laura Sievert. Coming up,
we're taking it to the bricks. Lego bricks, that is.
Learning all about the big convention coming to Quincy. You stay tuned. We'll be right back. It is 9:24. Welcome back to the Mary Griffith Show. Joining me in studio is Holly Kane, the Director of Tourism and Conventions in Quincy. See Quincy. Good morning, Holly.
Good morning, Mary.
And joining me via the phone lines this morning is James Stark, who's a Quincy man, no longer, but it was his hometown. And he is apparently a Lego enthusiast, or so I hear. Good morning, James Stark.
Hey, good morning, Mary.
We're so glad to have you on board, and the reason we've got you here, and people have been bugging me, when are you going to have the Lego guy on? When are you going to have the Lego guy on? Give me a break. Okay, so we got the Lego guy on today, so call all your friends. The inaugural Ultimate Brick Show, which is a convention that's coming to Quincy, is coming to Quincy on May 4th and 5th, and that's Dogwood Festival weekend, and people can go to the Oakley Lindsay Center and see all kinds of Lego and brick displays. And so I'm just going to let you take it away. But James Stark, first I want to know about you. You grew up in Quincy, so give us a little bit about your background. Where'd you go to school? Things about yourself that will bring you back to the Quincy fold. And then tell us about how you went out into the world and apparently got very interested in Lego. So just fill us in on your life, please.
Okay. Well, I went to school in elementary school to St. Francis. And then high school, I went to Unity. And like most Lego builders, I started young, like 10, 12 years old. But when you reach high school, you find other things and kind of venture out. But as I retired from the military, I have 22 years of aircraft engine maintenance with the Air Force, and all of that background and maintenance just kind of lended to me building with Lego and going back to my kid where I had little sets of fire trucks and stuff. And Lego has really evolved since that time, though. There's a lot of education to it. The builds that we make, you really can't explain them. You need to come to the show and see them.
I think that's very fair to say. How much has the game, I think they call it Lego Masters or something like that. There's now a network television show where people get together and build these elaborate Lego projects. How much of that has boosted the image and the awareness of Lego?
I think it really has. The Lego Masters, there's going to be five at our convention on May 4th and 5th, and we're very excited to have them there. Emily from the last season is going to be there. She's awesome. She loves speaking with all the kids and the people, so she'll be great to have at the show. But I think it was really COVID when it hit. People were at home, they were looking for things to do, and Lego really came back to people.
Well, yeah, because you couldn't go outside, so you had to play with your brothers and sisters and your family, or maybe a close friend that you could have over that shared your quarantine, and so the Lego came along. And I don't know much about Legos. I've been to the big store in Chicago, and just recently I helped a little boy, and I don't know if it was official Lego or some knockoff brand, but we built a dinosaur together out of the teeniest, tiniest little Legos I've almost ever seen, which was really funny because if you drop a piece and you got to crawl around under the table and find it because they're teeny. Legos do come in different sizes, right? I mean, they've got the real bigger ones for the smaller kids, right?
Yes. So the Duplo, that is for the little kids, so you can't get them down in your mouth.
Smart. Okay.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, because they, you know, Legos, yeah, the little kids, and these little bitty ones I was playing with as kid, they were teeny, teeny tiny. So I made sure I got all the dinosaur parts back together so we can build the dinosaur again. The right. Lego, the Lego thing that's coming to Quincy now, you say you want this to be an annual event, and Holly's over here, you know, praying her rosary beads that this is true. I'm going to bring Holly into this discussion. Holly, how in the world did it come that the inaugural Ultimate Brick Show was coming to Quincy on Dogwood Festival weekend?
Well, James contacted us, and I am a Lego lover myself. This is one thing that, you know, it's National Siblings Day that my brother and I could play together and not fight over. So it is the only toy I think still left in my basement from our childhood. So I have the passion for Legos, and I was, yes, we have to have you here. And
so all the recruiting you do to try to get conventions to come to town, he called you.
Yes. And
we love you, James Stark.
Yes,
we love you.
We love you, James Stark. And then, you know, we kind of connected on different tourism grants and Bet on Q grants and found the money to get it here and hopefully keep it here. And during Dogwood, what a perfect weekend.
People it's going
are,
to be.
Yes.
You're going to have a built-in audience because people are going to be lining Main Street by the thousands for the Dogwood Parade, and then all they have to do is walk a few blocks over to the Oakley Lindsay Center, and they can come and see all the Lego builds. Now, let's talk about the, well, okay, and there is an admission to get in. It's $10 in advance, so you might want to buy advance tickets. $12 if you just walk up to the door, but children 3 and under are free because they'll just be amazed. So I want to dive into, are these things, do they come kind of halfway pre-assembled? Because how do you make a big Lego build? When do you start building these things? Because you're going to open up your doors Saturday morning. It's going to be from 10 to 6. I mean, obviously, are these things pre-built on Friday? Do they come pre-built in a big semi-truck? How does this all work?
Right. So Thursday and Friday are setup days for the show. And I can tell you from my experience, I have a collaboration builder that I build with, Karen. She's a retired education teacher here at school, in St. Louis. And we started 6 months ago on a build for Hogwarts that's 5 feet by 7 feet. And it's probably 2.5 feet tall. But the planning that went into it, because we tear it down into sections and then put it back together in sections. And we have a whole map that we follow when we build it and tear it down. And we love to show off the map and the planning that went into our build.
So you've already constructed it off-site and taken it apart. And then portions of it come, I guess, pre-assembled as much as you can get.
Right.
And because it would be, I mean, if you had to start from scratch and build your Hogwarts, I mean, how long would it take you to complete something like that from blank canvas to fully finished Hogwarts? How many hours of assemblage is that?
Right. We spent 6 months designing and building. And then literally it takes us an hour to tear it down and 2 hours to set it up. But that's all in the planning, pre-planning, right?
Yeah. So,
and
now,
so
some
I'm
people
really
are, excited
to tell you about... We have a man coming from Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
He works with the Army Corps of Engineers. He designed and built a whole micro city of Chicago. Now, this build is to scale. So what he's done for us is he built the largest building from Quincy, so you'll be able to see the scale. But when we talk about a micro scale, this build actually takes up eight foot tables.
So it's micro for Chicago, but it's not very micro for the Oakley Lindsay Center.
Absolutely not. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. You know, part of me says, get a life. And the other part of me says, wow, I'm fascinated by this. Because Yeah. I mean, most of the time, Holly and I are sitting there, you know, we've all played with Legos, and, you know, sometimes you keep them assembled and then add on to them. But for most people, it's like build the thing, smash it apart, put your toys away, and then start again tomorrow. So this becomes, at your level with these brick specialists, these Lego specialists, this becomes something, well, I mean, it's on a professional scale. Can you make a living building Legos?
You could, I imagine, yeah.
Okay. Do you know anybody who actually makes a living doing this?
Outside of some of the Lego masters, there's vendors that go around to all the conventions. But you're talking someone that travels and goes to 24 to 30 conventions a year.
How big is the enthusiast crowd for Legos? Like, you know, I was just talking to somebody last night. I happened to be an aficionado of saddlebred horse shows. You know, that's just one of my things. And some people like, you know, to go fishing, and some people like bowling. Do you have any idea how many adults, and we'll talk, you know, because everybody and kid, everybody loves Legos, but do you know, have any idea how many adults have the hobby or pastime of Lego construction?
Right. Well, our club in St. Louis, we average about 60 people at a meeting. And those are like enthusiasts that build every week, if not every day. And then we just went to Brick Days in Omaha, which is a great show that's put on by the Lincoln Omaha Lego Users Group. And 8,500 people attended in 2 days. And I didn't see any of them that weren't absolutely excited to see all of the builds that were there.
This is exciting. You know, do you have an idea of what kind of crowd would make you happy? This is the first time we've had it in Quincy. Many people will have never been exposed to anything like this. Tickets are $10, and that's not inexpensive, although you're going to see something that is, you're not going to be able to see anywhere else. But do you have, what's your idea of what a good crowd would be? I'll ask you, and then I'll ask Holly. So, James Stark, as the organizer, what's your idea of what a good crowd would be coming to this Lego event May 4th and 5th in Quincy?
A good crowd. We did a one-day event in Marion last August, and we had over 4,000 people come.
And Marion's smaller. Marion's smaller than Quincy.
Marion's 14,000 people. But, you know, the surrounding area and the highway access supports all of that. So,
okay, so if you got 4,000 people, would you call that a good turnout?
I mean, that would be a great turnout, but I'd be excited to see 5 kids that are smiling.
Okay, I understand exactly where you're coming from. Your enthusiasm is not by numbers, it's by joy. About you, though, Holly Kane's got to make some money. What do you think here, Holly? What are you projecting it at?
We are hoping for about 8,000 attendees over the 2 days. Yes. And we're also looking for local builders to come and show their works for free. So that's what we really want to dial into our local and area audiences. If you're a builder in the basement, bring your, they call them mocks, your My Own Creation, to the show for free.
Okay. Well, we're going to talk more about that. We have to take a break. James Stark, can you stay with us on the line?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, you just hang on, and we're going to take a break, head up to the URSA Farmers Cooperative, see how the farm markets look today, and we'll be right back. James Stark, Quincy native and brick builder with Legos. And my guest is also Holly Kane. We are back, Talk Radio 930 WTAD. My guest joining me on the phone lines today is Quincy native James Stark, who now lives in the St. Louis area and is a Lego enthusiast, and is bringing the Ultimate Brick Show Convention to Quincy May 4th and 5th. That's a Saturday and Sunday. You can build challenges with Tim Kroll, and there'll be a kids zone area where they can play. And the two-day event is just going to be jam-packed with things, and children 3 and under get in free. Tickets are $10 in advance, $12 at the door. Now, we're going to get to see quasi-professional people who really devote a lot of time, including James Stark, who's made this wonderful Hogwarts build, and we're going to see a build of the city of Chicago. But there are chances, James, for the average Lego enthusiast who maybe doesn't have 5 billion Legos to build something that they can bring and show. Tell us how that works and how they get registered to enter.
So you can go right to our website at twbricksstudio.com. And when you click on the Quincy poster, you scroll down, you'll find a display application. And local builders can just decide how much of a table they can fill with their Lego builds. Let us know and bring out anything you're building because we're completely excited to see it.
So even if it's not fully done, or if it's, you know, part of it is done, but the rest of it's just a conception, you want to see it all.
We want to see it all because you have build techniques that I haven't seen yet, and I want to learn.
Okay. And I guess that's the fascinating aspect. When I think of Lego, I think of how simple can it be? 6 prongs up and different colors. Now, obviously, you can buy Lego sets that are specialized. So if you're going to do like a skyscraper, or you're going to do a Hogwarts castle or something, does Lego, I mean, Lego knows that they want people to build things. How do you get these specialized Lego shapes?
Specialized Lego shape. Those are difficult, especially making round things with square bricks.
So there aren't specialized.
You're going to see all of that.
So you're not going to see a special. There is no such thing as a specialized Lego shape. You just have to use the Lego to make it and make it look like that. They don't. So
most builders do. There are some specialized bricks that go into kits that they build. But most of the time, you'll find that the builders that we have at our conventions, they build to what they want the shape to be.
Okay. So you might be able to get a round Lego or a turret top Lego or something like that. But for by and large, these people are building them out of just run-of-the-mill Legos that you just go buy anywhere. Is there a... Okay, now this is... See, I don't know anything. Like, I know I go to the bowling alley, I just get any old crappy ball that's been sitting out there that's 12 pounds. You know, I mean, you know, if it has a divot in it, I don't care. I can't bowl anyway. And then, you know, you go and somebody brings in their bag and they've got the special cloth to shine it with and their name is engraved in it, you know. So
yeah.
are there different kinds of Legos, or do you guys all just use the same old Legos that I have?
So I'll tell you an example of what I'm talking about. My friend Justin, who's coming to the Quincy show, he took a crane that Lego made, and he made it to where he can use it to build the Eiffel Tower build that Lego made. And he's like 6'6" or something, and this crane is taller than him now that he designed.
So he built out of Legos a machine to help him build tall Lego objects.
Exactly. Like, wow. The crane is great. You're going to love it. When you walk in, you're going to see it across the room, and you're going to go, that's something I got to look at.
How many, this is just fascinating to me, how many builders are you going to have there? And you've mentioned Tim Kroll, and I again, these names don't mean a whole lot to me. I've watched this Lego thing a few times on TV, so I'm really ignorant. You know, it's not like you're asking me to talk about who Ozzie Smith is or something. I have no concept.
Right.
So how many big names are going to be there, and how many altogether names are going to be there?
I don't know the exact number of builders coming right now, but I know there's got to be at least 20.
Wow. And
then there's the 5 Lego Masters coming. Jack Schwartz is one of them. I think he was on season 2. Randall's going to be there. He's from Chicago, and he's absolutely the personable. Love visiting with him. Like I said, Emily is great. You guys are going to have a blast talking to her.
Yeah, this
at
is
the show, though. There's the Duplo pit for the little kids. So we have about 200 pounds of Duplo. We spread them out on carpets. Families go hang out over there for hours, the little kids will build. And then in our club, one of the things we found when we go to library events around St. Louis, we use a single color of 2x4 bricks, and the things kids will make with just a single color and a single size will just blow your mind.
And this is why so many schools are now using Lego in their science, technology, engineering, and math things, because truly teaching kids to build and how to cantilever things, you know, the balance of weight, the structure of how tall can you go, you know, the base has to be wider. They figure this out on their own. Why is Lego, Lego seems to have taken over the old traditional building wooden block, is kind of gone by the wayside. Is that just because Legos weigh less and they're more inexpensive and people can afford a lot more Legos than they can wooden blocks?
Well, did you hear about the library event that we did in February?
No.
So we came to Quincy, Karen, my build partner. We brought Spike Essential Kits, which are educational kits through Lego. And we make builds that we attach motors and lights and sensors to. And then we taught kids how to code those motors. And I can take like a four-year-old, teach them a couple of codes, and in 5 minutes, they're off and running.
Wow, this is really exciting. I can see how the children would really like this because they're pretty happy just building a stationary item. But if they can make it blow smoke or move its eyes or crawl across the floor, I can imagine that that is something that then will entice them for years to come. What is your relationship with the Lego company? Do they give you any money? Do they help subsidize this in any way? Is there a discount for buying 1 billion Legos at a time? I mean, what does Lego do to help James Stark, or is it just you're all on your own, buddy?
Mostly on my own. They do have an insider program where you can get points for buying, and then you can use those to buy more. But the show doesn't get subsidized by Lego or anything. It's just what we're wanting to do.
Why do you call them bricks? Why not just say the word Lego? Or is there a difference between calling something a brick or calling it a Lego?
The bricks are the name of the individual bricks. Lego is like the company, right?
Okay.
And each of the bricks are named different things. Like if you have a sloped brick or, you know, I mean, there's just lots of different names for each piece.
See, I didn't know that. I thought it was just Legos. So you're saying Legos is the generic overall title for these plastic pieces. And then each of these bricks will have a different name. And of course, the builders will know which ones to use to make a corner or to make a slope.
Right. Well, understand with Lego, everything is about the stud that sticks out the top.
Mm-hmm.
So when I talked about the 2x4 bricks, that's a rectangle brick that has two studs wide and four studs long.
Right.
Right.
Okay. I don't even know if I want to know this much about Legos. I mean, I mean, it's almost starting to boggle my mind because now I'm sitting here going, I can't wait to see Hogwarts. By the way, my brother lived at 3130 North Lakeshore Drive. Is that going to be on the Chicago map? Because I want to go and look right in the 15th floor and see his apartment, okay?
I will ask Kirk and we will find out for sure.
Make sure.
I know that build is just ginormous.
Yeah, make sure 3130 North Lakeshore Drive is on there because I want to see how good he is at recreating that box that my brother used to live in. For the good of the cause, for people who are like, I can't believe this guy's grown man and plays with Legos, tell the people who have an arched eye going, I really don't want to go see a bunch of kids' toys in a big convention center. Give them the spiel. Why should they come to this? How wowed will they be?
Lego is definitely not kids' toys anymore. When we talked about like the Lego education, and then I just can't put into words these builds. They're going to be lighted. They're going to be moving. There's going to be sound. The biggest thing about our show is when we talk about $10 a ticket, we keep our ticket prices at the level of local theaters. So you can go to the movie theater, spend 2.5 hours with your family, and spend $30 on popcorn. Or you can spend $10 and come spend the day with me. And the Oakley Lindsay is going to have their lunches open. You can get lunch. Nobody's going to kick you out. You can play all day. It's going to be awesome.
I'm sold. I'm sold. Holly, if you do get 4,000 to 8,000 people that come through the Oakley Lindsay Center, of course, obviously the hotel rooms are going to be full of people that are Lego vendors and Lego participants. They'll have to have a place to stay. Will it be hard to get a hotel room Dogwood Festival weekend in Quincy?
We hope so, and we hope a lot of tri-state area residents will come in for the day as well. So,
yeah, it's a nice day trip, but if you can't get a hotel room, but if you can, spend the night and come back on Sunday.
Yes.
You'll get to see people putting the finishing touches on, though, right? I mean, there'll always be some work in progress, I guess, right?
There's always going to be batteries to change or something that breaks that you got to fix in the middle of the show. But all the displayers are going to be by their displays. And we love to talk to anybody about anything they want to know about the builds.
What happens if I pull this brick, James?
Jenga.
Yeah. Do not touch, right? Look, but do not touch unless you're asked to touch in the Duplo bin or something like that.
Well, we're going to have plenty of things to touch because we also have a racetrack, like a slot car drag track. And the kids can take turns. They're going to build cars. My buddy Will out of Little Rock, he's coming up to run that. And that one's going to be awesome, too. I imagine that one's going to be packed both days with kids.
Oh, I can imagine. It's going to be fun for the whole family. Thank you for suggesting that your hometown deserves this quality of convention. And, of course, we hope that it's very successful this year so that you will continue to come back to Quincy. The Oakley Lindsay Center is a pretty good place to have this kind of build. You've got plenty of room, right?
Oh, yeah, 30,000 square feet, and we're going to use all of it.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, if this doesn't encourage everybody to go down there, and if you've got kids.
Our grandkids.
Mm-hmm. This has just got to be something. But really, you have to spend, you could spend several hours doing this.
All day, we hope.
I want you to spend all day if you want to.
Okay. Okay.
And there are going to be some great local buildings, we hear, that may be featured.
Yeah. So.
We're doing a whole table just for Quincy. I build mosaics mostly. So I'm making a nice mosaic of a mosaic that was on one of your buildings.
The flower.
Around the town square.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I'm right here at 4th and Main in the Lincoln Douglas building. Can you make a Lego building with a glass window with a little radio announcer made out of Lego sitting in there broadcasting?
I'll talk to one of my architect friends because they love building buildings.
And we've got Kathy Dooley that is a Lego feature from Quincy. She's got her own Lego. And Jonathan Van Ness, I believe,
Jonathan Van Ness.
Yes.
And Kathy Dooley have their own Legos. Well, now
Mary needs one.
Now I'm PO'd. I want my own Lego. Now, here's the only thing. I'm a tall, thin blonde on the radio. So, you know, you can just make me a tall, thin blonde. I usually wear my disguise of short, frumpy, redheaded woman when I'm out, you know, in the crowd. So if you see short, frumpy, redheaded woman, that's me, James. But I've just got my disguise on because I'm tall, thin, blonde on the radio. So just so I don't, you know. The fascination of this now to see a building in Quincy and to get to look at it. Is really fascinating, and I can see that as you say this, once you put something together, you have the blueprint for it. You can recreate it anytime you want, or you can keep adding on to it. And if Quincy continues to host this, I can imagine that there will be people who get enthusiastic and get more involved here locally, and they'll be some of your biggest displayers. But if folks want to have a local table, there's no cost to on display. It's twbricksstudio.com.
Studio, yep.
So that's twbricksstudio.com. get on it today, find out what kind of parameters you have, and it sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. Anything I forgot to ask you?
I don't think so. I think we covered it. We're just super excited to come.
Well, we're super excited to have you. Thank you very much, James. I'm going to let you get back to your daily work. Holly and I will close it out, and I can't wait to see you and meet you during the Dogwood Festival Ultimate Brick Show. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Mary.
Thank you. Wow, what a great guy. What a super-duper guy. A lucky phone call for you, Holly Kane.
Definitely.
And this, you hope, will continue on for years
to
come.
We sure do.
What's the next closest one? Because the obvious St. Louis area has them. I mean, we could be a hub here.
We hope so. We hope it becomes a growing event. I know he hosts two in Marion, but they've done really well, and I think he's got the following and the connections, and hopefully we've got the great PR with your help to get the word out to our area and visitors to come to ours.
Well, if you can get 8,000 people to walk through the Oakley Lindsay Center in 2 days to look at Legos, and I mean, this is not, take out your idea that this is something a kid built. I mean, these things are enormous, like the crane that has to lift the Eiffel Tower and all this stuff. And just to see that in action, because they'll be adding things and taking things apart for our enjoyment, you know. So that's just going to be fantastic. Holly, thank you so very much. And again, folks, if you like Legos and you'd like to get a build on for yourself, TWBricksStudio.com. The man's name is James Stark. He grew up right here in Quincy. Thank you so very much.
Thank you.
Well, people ask me what I like about my job. Who would have ever thought I could have a conversation for over a half hour about a children's toy? But it's not a children's toy anymore. Lego bricks are coming to Quincy, the Ultimate Brick Show, May 4th and 5th. Make your plans now to attend. You can save money. Tickets in advance are only $10. $12 at the door. Children 3 and under are free. And this is just the kind of thing that people say there's nothing to do in Quincy. There's something to do in Quincy on May 4th and 5th. So get out and enjoy. We'll do it all again tomorrow on the Mary Griffith Show.